Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand with more news about bird flu. In China, an 8-year-old boy has been hospitalized with avian flu. It's China's 8th case. And in Turkey, health officials have confirmed 14 people now have the virus. The news out of Turkey has spurred the European Union to impose another import ban on bird products. And joining us to talk about it from the Marketplace European desk in London is Stephen Beard. And Stephen, first, tell us about these 5 new human cases of bird flu.
Well, they occurred along Turkey's Black Sea coast, and they follow confirmation yesterday of 3 other cases around the capital, Ankara. So what's worrying the European Union is that bird flu is clearly moving westwards and seems to be moving fairly fast. At this rate, the fear is it could reach Europe within weeks.
So how are Europeans trying to prevent that?
Well, the measure introduced today bans the import of all untreated bird feathers from countries neighboring Turkey, countries like Azerbaijan, Syria, Iran, Iraq. Imports of whole birds, that's wild birds and poultry, dead or alive, have already been banned from these countries, and they've been banned from Turkey since last October. So today's measure is, if you like, the last piece of the jigsaw, or as the EU sees it, the chink in the armor, which has been finally closed.
But what about wild migrating birds? Can't they just fly into Europe and bring the virus with them?
Absolutely. And that, of course, is a massive hole in Europe's defenses. And it's believed that that's precisely how H5N1 spread from poultry flocks in Southeast Asia to China to Russia and now to Turkey. The EU has tested more than 25,000 wild birds since last fall, and none of them has tested positive for the virus. But some individual EU countries are taking no chances, and they've ordered that their entire poultry flocks, be kept indoors and away from any contact with wild birds while the current threat remains.
There is a lot of anxiety about the bird flu, but I understand it's still very difficult for humans to contract this virus.
Absolutely. I mean, although millions of birds have caught it, there have only been around 150 confirmed human cases, as you mentioned, one more in China today. But of those, more than half have died. And, of course, the fear is that if this virus mutates into something that spreads easily between people, we'd have a catastrophe on our hands. But, you know, there's been some interesting research just published by a Swedish institute suggesting that there could have been hundreds of cases in Vietnam where humans caught H5N1 but suffered only mild flu as a result. Now, this raises at least the possibility that in many, perhaps most cases of human infection, the virus mutates into something far less lethal than the bird variety.
Well, finally, a bit of good news on this story. Stephen Beard of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.